Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Something to think about in October and November is open enrollment for health insurance plans. These happen usually during October, November, and December each year. Whether they are employer plans, private insurance policies, or social programs, they all publish changes to their costs and policy coverages. According to ISU Extension Human Sciences Specialist Joyce Lash, it's important to annually review these options to determine which policy will best meet your healthcare needs for the next 12 months. Unfortunately, many people are uncomfortable with health insurance policy language and details, so they only compare premiums, which might not be the best way to make this very important decision, according to Lash. For example, if an individual chooses a policy based on their monthly premiums, but shortly after the first of the year they break an arm, if the policy doesn't include adequate coverage, this person would pay premiums as well as out-of-pocket costs totaling over $6,000. If a policy had been selected at the beginning of the year with higher premiums for better coverage for events like a broken arm, the out-of-pocket costs would have been much lower, below $4,000. There are two programs available online for folks who would like to learn more about the considerations they should take into play when considering health insurance. The two programs, called Smart Choice Health Insurance Basics and Smart Choice Health Insurance Actions, are two online classes that make comparing policies and understanding coverages easier. The two classes are free and are available online in November. Smart Choice Health Insurance Basics meets online November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. To receive a login for the class, register by the 4th of November. The class will provide an overview of health insurance and cover strategies for selecting a health insurance plan that meets your needs and fits your spending plan. To register for Smart Choice Health Insurance Actions, you need to do that by November 11th for the class that meets online November 13th. Both classes meet from 7 to 8 p.m. online only. Smart Choice Health Insurance Actions covers tips such as using a policy to maximize your benefits, understanding billing statements, resolving billing errors, securing your medical information, and keeping important documents and health information for reference. For more information, look online or contact your local extension office. Smart Choice Health Insurance Plan was developed by a team of experts from across the nation, led by University of Maryland Extension. Again, those two free online classes help explain your health insurance coverage choices. They meet from 7 to 8 p.m. on November 6th and November 13th. The information for registering online for those classes can be found on the ISU News site, or you can give us a call here at the Extension office, and we'd be happy to forward you the information to get signed up for those free classes. Also, as we get into fall and many of the leaves around us are turning colors, there's some other interesting things in the landscape you may want to consider when planning your yard and garden area. Native and ornamental grasses are wonderful for adding multiple seasons of interest in the garden, adding texture and form to the garden at any time of year, whether grouped in clusters or planted as a focal point in the yard. Our Extension horticulturalists this week recommend native and ornamental grasses that have good fall color and shape. There are several native and introduced ornamental grasses with good fall color, including big bluestem, switchgrass, little bluestem, Indian grass, and prairie dropseed. Purple moor grass, Japanese forest grass, and Japanese silvergrass are introduced grasses that also have good fall foliage color. If you're looking for specific cultivars, there is a variety of those recommended in the online yard and garden article, and we encourage you to look those up. In addition, you may be wondering about ornamental grasses already existing in your landscape and when those should be cut back if they have gotten a little bit out of hand. For this, our horticulturalists remind you that many ornamental grasses provide color, sound, and movement in the winter landscape, and because of this, April is the preferred time to cut back ornamental grass in Iowa. Most ornamental grass can be cut way back within 2 to 4 inches of the ground with a hand shears, lopping shears, hedge trimmer, or even a small chainsaw, depending on the size of the plant that you have in your yard. In addition, if your plant is getting too large, you may want to dig and divide that, but please wait till spring, as that is the best time to dig and divide ornamental grasses. Wait until new growth appears at the base of the plants. Digging and dividing well-established clumps of grass can be quite challenging and may require the assistance of others, after digging a clump, divide it into several sections with a sharp knife, spade, or axe. If the central portion is dead, cut it out and discard it, and then divide the outer ring that has new growth on it into sections and replant any of those sections that still have new growth. Again, all of this information can be found in this week's Yard and Garden column titled Adding Autumn Color with Grasses. Both this and the information on the upcoming health insurance webinars can be found on the ISU Extension news site. If you are looking for links to those, we'd be more than happy to send you those from the Extension office here as well. And of course, if you're looking for any updated news, information, resources, or upcoming events for programs here in Cass County, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or Facebook page, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.